Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chip Bell is here. Chip's a longtime, dozen-year member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Chip Bell Group. They're about to take over the world, folks, that group. He's the author or co-author of every important book that's ever been written on taking care of your customers, on loving up your customers, including Sprinkles. That's one of my favorites, and his new one's called Kaleidoscope. And nobody on the planet knows more about loving up your customers than Chip Bell. Chip, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always an honor to be with you.
It's good to have you here.
We always have fun.
Well, if we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. What do you think?
That's right.
Hey, Chip, I was talking to the audience about you joining us today, and I was pointing out that you and I are no different today. You and I have been around the block a couple of times. We're in the fourth quarter. We're not in the red zone, not in a two-minute drill, but we're in the fourth quarter.
No.
We're in the fourth quarter, and we got all of our timeouts to left. But still, we've been around the block enough to know that people, human beings, are the same protoplasm, the same beings today,
sure,
as we were 20 years ago, 50 years ago. I won't go back any further. And we're going to be the same human beings 50 years from now. However, the world around us is what's changing, and that's creating new influences and new expectations. And that's what we have to pay attention to in taking care of customers, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Remembering that people haven't changed, but the world around them has.
The world around them has changed, and like Darwin said, survival goes to the adapter.
Yeah.
And so our ability to adapt is going to be critical, and because, again, it's not us, it's the world around us that's changed. It's altered our expectations big time.
Right. No question about it. So obviously the big elephant in the living room is technology, right?
Exactly. That drives a lot of it. Now, your guest coming up, that fascinating book.
Yeah.
Just to look at the cover of that book on algorithms is enough to scare you.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, and you know, anthropologist would have a field day with looking at customers today in terms of how we think about traditions, how we look at how we communicate, how we look at time. You know, I was went in a store the other day, and he said, well, we're closing in 5 minutes. And I said, you know, what time's Amazon close? And he got a funny look on his face, and he goes, well, they don't ever close. And I said, you know, that's your competition.
You mean you walked in the store and a guy actually said to you, a customer, we're closing in 5 minutes?
In 5 minutes. Yeah.
You're standing there. And I know you walk around, Chip. I've seen you. I know you walk around with $20 bills hanging out of your pocket. Wow, that was crazy.
Absolutely. So, I mean, that's just one example of how, you know, we live in such a times up world. That's one adaption. And now we think 24/7. We think around the clock. The idea of a business closing, you know, or not giving us access after hours is sort of like, huh, why would they do that?
It's astonishing to me when I see things like that, even in small businesses, Chip. I was looking for a motorized powered weed blower, you know, leaf blower. And I'm talking about one of those backpack things you put on your back that, you know, and I was going to spend some money. I walked up to a place, knocked on the door. It was 4:01 during the week. 4:01.
Right.
There were people inside standing around talking, and they had locked the doors because they closed at 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They did not let me in. Well, I moved on down the road, and I spent probably $300. And all those guys had to do was open the door.
Yep.
I would have bought one for them.
Let me give you the flip side.
We can't afford that kind of behavior. Small businesses can't afford that kind of behavior.
No, absolutely. I was at my river house, and I got there Friday night, realized there was a piece broken in my sink, underneath the sink, and I said, well, I need to call and find out what time they're going to open Saturday morning so I can go buy this PVC part. And I called to get the hours, and the owner answered the phone. This was 10 o'clock at night, and I said, are you still open? He said, oh, no, I called forward the phone to my home, my cell phone, so if you got an emergency, I can meet you at the store.
Wow.
I thought,
that man will always have a business.
He'll always have a business.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's thinking like Amazon instead of like 9 to 5, 7 days, 5 days a week.
Well, let me tell you I want to point something out to people that a lot of people will say, well, that guy never gets any time off. Hey, that poor guy, you know, you got caught, you called him at home. Here's the thing. You may never need an emergency from him again, but you'll always remember that if you needed him, he'd be there, and so
absolutely,
you'll never buy from anybody else because of that. During regular working hours. Yeah, you told it to the world.
Absolutely. I still saw him the next morning, Saturday morning. I didn't ask him to meet me down there for a PVC part.
Right.
But I tell everybody, this guy answered his phone at 10 o'clock at night, you know, on Friday night.
Taking care of customers is not a process. It's a commitment, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in my view, it's a passion.
Yeah. I agree, 100%.
The passion.
So it's not about the product, it's not about the price, it's not about the email or the social media, it's about the relationship, and what they expect from you in that relationship, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's building a partnership with your customer. That's what customers want. They're tired of having to find a new transaction. Like you went on down the road looking for another option. Well, what we like is to build a relationship with somebody we can trust, go back there time and time again. And the good news for the person on the small business is I don't have to keep selling Jim Blasingame. I already got him.
Yeah.
He'll keep coming back. I don't have to spend money on marketing him.
Well, and the thing I keep reminding small business owners about is you don't have to conquer the world to be successful.
No.
If you can find X amount of people who want your special sauce, just replace a few of those every year for the ones that are going to move or die, and you're golden.
Amazon
has to conquer the world.
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought, Chip. I need your website, please.
It's chipbell.com.
Folks, the new book is called Kaleidoscope. He's got a new one coming out next year, which we expect, God willing, we expect to launch on the show. We're going to be right back with our good friend Chip Bell. After the break, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me. And I'll be at your
side forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.